That's quite a bit to follow, I think. Before I actually start my remarks, I actually wanted to touch on protocols for our meetings, if I could, just for a brief moment. Mr. Moderator?
Does this count as your first?
No. No, it has to do with benefit to our audience.
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. We had a little issue last night in Plymouth because some members of the audience had wanted to pose questions to the panel, and that's not part of the protocol. You had explained that if you wanted questions about the project answered, that there are developer representatives from Northern Pass available to us. And I wanted to ask a couple of quick things. One is, will they be available for questions in Colebrook tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as we know, yeah.
Okay. So that kind of gave me a great idea. It's like, you know, we've got big crowds coming to these meetings. How about if we just adjusted the meeting format slightly? We have the developers come up that first half hour, address the entire audience questions and concerns, and I think that would go a long way to help answering some of those concerns and hearing en masse, you know, what the developer has to say about so many questions we have. I'd like to know if that could be possible for tomorrow night.
We will take it under advisement.
Okay.
Well, I mean, hey, let's just be clear.
Okay.
We got a lot of comments last night in Plymouth. We've made adjustments to our process today. We'll take your information under advisement. And again, tomorrow, you know, the times are set. So we only have the same amount of time. Obviously, the number of people who register to present comments is not insignificant. Mm-hmm. So you know, we'll take it under advisement and see what we can do.
Good idea.
Thank you. Are you going to use your 3 minutes now?
I would like to, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're not going to ask any questions, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Dave Dobbins. I'm a resident of Guilford, New Hampshire. Our town, as you all probably know, is not on any of the proposed primary routes, of which there is one. And since, of course, there's no alternate route, we're not on that route either. You know, for that reason alone, I personally believe, and I did communicate this to Mr. Mills, that I think the application should have been rejected as invalid and incomplete, and what would have prevented us from being here this round at the moment. That didn't happen, so we're all here. So what I'd like to just comment on is when, let's put these aside maybe and try this. When this project was first promoted by the developers, they used this tagline, a unique opportunity in time. And you know, I've been thinking about that, and it's like, you know, that really was a unique opportunity in time for them. They announced this at a time when, of course, New Hampshire residents didn't know much about the project and its whole impact on the state of New Hampshire. And it also came at a time when this concept of a participant-funded transmission line is new to the state of New Hampshire. And because of that, it was a time, and still is, in which the state of New Hampshire doesn't have adequate legislation, adequate energy policies, to actually address this type of a for-profit commercial venture coming in to deliver transmission of electricity through our state to another state, even if some small piece of it makes a return loop someday. So what I think is the applicants had an open-ended period of time. You know, their initial concept for participant-funded was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission back in 2009. Yes, before you folks heard about it. And then, of course, you know, we all know they filed the original one on October 14th of 2010. They supplemented that in 2011 in February and in April. And now here we are with an amendment to that original application, which seems to have this odd status of, yeah, it's been filed, it's kind of under review, we're thinking about some other adjustments, and oh, whoop, here they are. So what's my point? My point is reject what was submitted, and give the state of New Hampshire the time and respect that it deserves to enable us to let our represented officials develop the right legislation to protect our state. And it doesn't mean that someday, you know, some transmission line may need to be built, but let's build it inside the framework that New Hampshire citizens and its leaders have decided is right for our state. Thank you.